Number one, choose this moment. Have you ever heard this statement? There is no reaction, there is only action. How about this statement? In every moment, you are in control of your actions. How do these statements make you feel? What feelings do they bring up? Do you ever feel out of control? Do you ever take action in a way that you're not proud of? In every situation, that situation is neutral. Yet humans have feelings about the situations in which we find ourselves. Humans often take action in the moment from an emotional place. We go into a dialogue in our minds that is different from what is actually occurring. That dialogue often takes a split second. Or we react impulsively from a pain point we are still harboring in our bodies. We bring up our old story of woundedness and we paste it onto the situation we are experiencing. This may sound like a downward spiral, but this is an amazing opportunity. Attention. Attention is the key to transformation. The moment you feel a contraction of your energy, when you feel your emotions rising, you get to make a choice. You get to tell yourself that this situation isn't the same as the situation from your past. You get to come out of the shell of your old story and decide who you want to be now. If you choose to, you have the will and the power to be open, courageous, expressive. You get to take a stand for your life. In the past, I internalized everything everyone said about me. I made their words about me. I assumed that others were casting judgment about me, and I assumed that those judgments were true. I even thought I had to contort myself and change my opinions to fit in. I was exhausted. I was afraid to be myself, and I began to play smaller and smaller. And I started to realize that if I ever wanted to live an authentic life, that playing small and hiding and not being true to myself was never going to work. So I knew something had to change. My limiting beliefs stem from sexual trauma I experienced when I was younger. The sexual manipulation happened at a daycare center at the hands of one of my providers. I don't recall anyone talking to me about the abuse. I only remember my parents being very upset and whisking me out of there, removing me permanently. I didn't get to go back and see my friends. I assumed the fault was my own. Everyone around me was experiencing pain, but no one was able or willing to talk to me about it. A story took shape in my mind. I believed something bad happened, and it was my fault. I felt ashamed and dirty. As I took this story forward in my life, little Andrea created defense mechanisms to protect herself, to ensure that she wouldn't feel judgment, shame, pain, or emptiness ever again. The mechanisms that unfolded in my life were avoiding risk and control. In my studies, in my research, I have found that control gives us a false reassurance that we are safe physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. The pattern of control has shown up throughout my life, and it is my greatest challenge. For example, homeschooling my children while schools have been closed has meant that many moments in my life are not going the way I planned. And even if I didn't plan it, I have an idea in my mind, and these moments are not going the way that I expect. One of my children refuses to move forward on the assignments. He goes into overwhelm quite easily. In that moment, I have a choice. I always have a choice. I can choose to feel like the situation is not safe. I can go into that old habit of buckling down, going into my controlling nature, and choosing methods that don't come from my heart. Or I can choose who I want to be in this life. When I see my son's struggle as a neutral event, I can make a new choice. I can come back into the loving person that I am. And you have that power as well. You have the power. Tap into how powerful you are. Recognize it in yourself. You have the power to take that neutral moment, that neutral situation, and change it into a situation where you embody love and patience and kindness, or whichever values matter most to you. You have the power to change how you act in every moment. Do you go into your old story and behaviors? Do you react from that wounded place? Can you take a breath? Can you breathe into the moment? Look at the situation that you are in and choose. Make a new choice. You have a moment in every situation to make a new choice. But how? How do we choose this moment when we feel triggered or confused? The action I would like for you to consider today is called thumb tapping. Press your thumbs into the pads of your middle fingers. Open and close. So disconnect them, reconnect them. Do this with both hands. So two thumbs, two middle fingers. And continue to open and close them. And while you do this, take a deep inhale through your nose. Hold a moment at the top. And exhale out all the stale air from your lungs. Continue this tapping and this breathing for a few minutes, for a few seconds, or until you feel as though you have returned to your intentionality, to your values, to who you have declared that you want to be. This shift in your way of being will honor you as you choose this moment. When you feel triggered or you wish to ground into your higher self before responding to a situation, use this technique to step back into your true essence. The key to today's step is, I choose this moment. The exercise thumb tapping helps us realign with our integrity in challenging moments. Please let me know how this technique lands for you. I trust that it will serve you as you uplevel to your greatness. Thank you for joining me for the first of 10 ways to move beyond your old story, uplevel to your greatness with Andrea Luzon. Tomorrow we will practice seeing radiance.